Everybody ready down there? All right. Mr. Lank, are you
recording?
Thank you. Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, do we have any adjustments to the agenda this evening?
No changes to the agenda except for an announcement on the public hearings. Change of zone number 1685, Sheila Branch Farms LLC is being rescheduled. The applicant's in the process of applying through the PLUS process with the state, and they wanted a response before they came forward.
All right, then, so
it will be rescheduled, so there will be no public hearing on change of zone 1685.
All right, then. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda then as posted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the June 10, 2010 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes for June 10 of 2010, there was corrections. You make the habit with a computer of doing a cut and pasted and forgot to change the commissioner that was present, the attorney that was present, and a couple word changes, and that's it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve those minutes of June 10, 2010 as corrected.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 10th, 2010 meeting as corrected. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I take that as a 3-0, and Mr. Johnson wasn't present.
You didn't give me a chance to speak, Mr. Lank. I was going to abstain.
Okay.
I wasn't present.
Motion carries 3-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining because he wasn't there. Our next item is old business. We have 7 items of old business this evening. Our first item is change of zone number 1668, CB Twin Cedars LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To refresh the memory of the commissioners and the public, this was a subject of a public hearing. The commission deferred, amongst other things, for further consideration and for the response from PLUS, which we have. And Mr. Chairman, I viewed this as where the predominance of the zoning on these parcels is already there and sort of a housekeeping of that. And therefore, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1668 for Twin Cedars LLC for a change in zoning from GR General Residential and C1 to a GR RPC Residential Planned Community based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being: one, the property is currently primarily zoned GR General Residential and partly C1 Commercial. Under this application, the basic GR zoning and the density permitted in that zone will not change. Two, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future land uses. It is located along Zion Church Road, which is classified as a major collector road and incorporates a mixture of residential units available to a variety of income level households. It also provides an environmental benefit due to the reconfiguration of an existing tax ditch that is not functioning properly nor draining the area surrounding this site. Three, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding communities. There are several existing subdivisions in the area with similar characteristics. The approval of this application also allows the redevelopment of an existing residential apartment complex into a superior designed residential community. Fourth, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Five, this recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions, them being that A, the maximum number of residential units shall not exceed 199. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. C, the development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. The developer shall comply with all the regulations and specifications of the County Engineering Department. D, the RPC shall be served by Central Water. E, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in the manner that is consistent with best management practices. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, the developer shall form a homeowners association that is responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, open spaces, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. H, no wetlands shall be included with any individual lots. I, the final site plan shall contain a notice that the adjacent property is used as a RV recreational vehicle campground. J, a hunting notice similar to the agricultural use notice indicating that hunting activities may occur nearby or on the Lost Lands campground, which is to the rear of the property, shall be included on the final site plan and within the restrictive covenants. K, as requested during the public hearing, the restrictive covenants shall contain notice that a seasonal use campground exists on adjacent property. L, all silt fencing shall be located on the upland side of all wetland buffers. M, if requested by local school districts, a school bus stop shall be provided. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. N, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. O, the developer shall coordinate with the U.S. Postal Service for centralized mailbox areas within the development as the Postal Service may deem appropriate. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation included in the buffer areas. In addition, the landscape plan shall also show transitional or screening landscape between the commercial and residential areas of the project. Q, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1668 CB Twin Cedars LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1669 CB Twin Cedars LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a motion prepared for this request for a change of zone, which deals more specifically just with the request of the change of zone per se. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1669 for Twin Cedars LLC for a change in zone from GR and C1 to CR1 based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, which are: one, there is presently C1 general commercial zoning on the site of this rezoning and the surrounding RPC. This rezoning application represents a reconfiguration of the existing commercially zoned land with only a minor increase in the commercial area. By allowing this rezoning to proceed, the commercial area is integrated into the overall project. Two, the rezoning is consistent with the purposes of the Sussex County Zoning Code and promotes the orderly growth of the county. Three, the rezoning of this property will have no adverse impact on the uses or values of neighboring or adjacent properties in the area. Four, the rezoning permits redevelopment of this property under a uniform CR1 zoning and eliminates the possible residential density of up to 12 units per acre that would be permitted under the prior existing C1 zoning. Five, the property that is the subject of this application is within a Sussex County Sanitary Sewer District. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. And lastly, any proposed use set forth on the commercially zoned property will be subject to site plan review by this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1669 CB Twin Cedars LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1832, hazard auto repair.
Mr. Mr. Chairman, this item was deferred at one of the meetings. We had the benefit at that meeting of having the presence of Commissioner Ross. Mr. Ross is not with us here this evening. As those that were present recall the very lengthy agenda that we had, and I would like to honor Mr. Ross's presence by deferring now. So Mr. Ross can weigh in, defer this to another meeting.
I'll second that motion.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1832, Hazard Auto Repair. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1833, David O. Rickards.
Mr. Chairman, this is a item that we deferred also on that same evening in an area in which I serve on the commission. I would like the benefit of Mr. Ross's vote on this, both for the benefit of the commission and for the benefit of the applicant. So my motion for conditional use number 1833 is for deferral.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1833, David O. Rickards. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1834, Richard F. Lynham.
Mr. Chairman, my earlier comments hold for this, and I would also like to say that I've taken advantage of the time lapse between the night of the public hearing and tonight to travel back past this property on no less than two occasions, and I feel as though I probably would like to make another trip. I felt it was beneficial to me to not only have the evidence that was the result of the public hearing, and I would like to also think that we should include Mr. Ross, but if anyone else has anything they'd like to weigh in on.
Gentlemen, any comments?
I agree with deferral until Mr. Ross returns.
Mr. Smith, I would agree with that too. I think it's important. I would also ask that that the commission keep in mind that this is a sometimes a delicate and difficult balancing act. The folks in that neighborhood have some very legitimate concerns that need to be considered, and I will just leave that leave you with that thought.
Exactly, and that's why it's been helpful to me to revisit the site and reappraise what I thought were earlier conclusions that I had drawn. So, Mr. Chairman, regarding the issue of conditional use number 1834, the applicant being Richard F. Lynham, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1834, Richard F. Lynham. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 1859, the Johnson Associates LLC.
Chairman, that's in my area. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU 1859 for Johnson Associates LLC for a conditional use to confirm and clarify the expansion of the historical uses of the subject property, including businesses and professional offices, landscaping, retail and wholesale, indoor warehousing and storage, indoor vehicle, truck and equipment repair, and indoor fabrication, based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This conditional use is simply a confirmation and clarification of prior uses that have existed on the property. It began as a cannery in 1948 and existed and expanded under that use until 1995 or 96. There have been a series of conditional uses affecting the property, including one in 1999 for truck repair, storage yard, contract facilities and sales offices and lawn care businesses. It was later used for construction offices, storage warehouse, truck and equipment repair, and other uses. A new conditional use is appropriate since it limits the uses to what has historically existed or uses very similar to what has previously occurred and consolidates them into one ordinance. In this case, given the location of the property and the uses on neighboring and adjacent properties, a conditional use is more appropriate than a change in zone to B1 or C1. Since the property is already fully developed, the conditional use will have no effect on neighboring and or adjacent properties or traffic. Likewise, neither DLDOT nor the Office of State Planning Coordination has objected to the application since the property is already fully developed. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. The uses shall be limited to businesses and professional offices, landscaping, retail, and wholesale sales, indoor warehousing and storage, indoor vehicle, truck, and equipment repair, and indoor fabrication. As stated by the applicant, there shall be no recycling operation permitted on the property. Retail uses shall be limited to those sales directly related to the other uses permitted by this approval, and large-scale commercial or retail uses shall not be permitted on the site. There shall be no fuel storage on the site. There shall be no Sunday hours except in the event of an emergency. Any waste oil generated by vehicle repair facility shall be stored and disposed of as DENREC regulations require using a licensed waste oil hauler. The applicant shall maintain, repair the place as necessary, parking areas, buffer areas, stormwater management facility, interior drives, and other common areas. The project shall comply with all agency requirements, including but not limited to Sussex Conservation District, DENREC, Sussex County Engineering Department, etc. Because the site is already fully developed with lighting, signage, security fencing, and motor-operated gates, these shall be deemed approved as they currently exist. The applicant shall file with the commission an as-built site plan of the property depicting the location and nature of all the elements of the property and designate its parking area and interior drives on it. And lastly, the final site plan containing all the information referenced above shall be subject and review the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1859, the Johnson Associates LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Gary.
Mr. Chairman, I'm abstaining as I was not present at the public hearing.
That's right.
Did not have the opportunity to review the record before this meeting.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Lank, please let the record show that the motion carried 3-0 with one abstention and one absence. Our next item is subdivision 2010-3, Diamond State Community Land Trust.
And, Mr. Chairman, and for the benefit of the public, I made the motion for deferral on those conditional uses, which, as a reminder, is going to be the subject of a future public hearing and decision by Sussex County Council. This item here, being a subdivision, is totally under our yay or nay on that, so I would like to re-emphasize for that reason I'd really like Mr. Ross to be here.
Well, Mr. Smith, not only that, the property is in Mr. Ross's area of responsibility, so I don't think it would be appropriate for us to vote on it without him to be here to cast his vote. So,
Mr. Chairman, regarding the matter of subdivision 2010-3, the applicant being Diamond State Community Land Trust, my motion is for deferral.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2010-3, Diamond Street Community Land Trust. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. And one abstain?
Can I make it announcement?
I can vote to defer.
You can vote to defer, sure.
Right.
Okay.
Well, if you like, I'll abstain.
No, I just thought you were going to. But, you know, you're right. For a deferral, you don't really have to. In fact, if you have the opportunity to listen to the record, review the record between now and then, you can vote on the issue if you like.
Thanks, sir.
There you go.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Lankes, something you'd like to
say? I can make an announcement.
Go ahead.
If anybody's present for the public hearings that are scheduled for Tuesday with County Council on those applications just previously acted upon, with or without a recommendation, the County Council will still hold the public hearing. So don't forget, if you have the opportunity to go, you should go. That's all.
All right, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We are very appreciative of the fact that you have chosen to give up part or all of your Thursday evening to be with us. And I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the